Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good morning. You're listening to Fresh Manna, Our Daily Bread, spiritual food and nourishment for the mind, the body, and the spirit. We want you to take time to invest in your spiritual well-being by listening to Fresh Manna, Our Daily Bread, so that you can live long and prosper, be a survivor. Today is Wednesday, and every Wednesday we come to you with Shalom, Health, and Wellness. Our lesson on today is tips on strengthening our immune system to fight sickness and disease. An old proverb says, "What you don't know can kill you." The Bible says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." We need to learn as much as possible about how to keep our physical bodies healthy and strong. Today, we offer some tips on boosting the immune system so it can properly do its job, defending our bodies against disease-causing microorganisms, germs, and bacteria that invade our bodies and make us sick and miserable. And I pray that you will share this broadcast with other individuals, amen, praise God, those that you know are sick or afflicted, and especially as we're getting prepared now for children to return back to school, young adults going to college, amen, and the weather changing, we really need to take some sound counsel and start getting some strategies, praise God, on how to maintain good health. I'm going to start with the Harvard Health Medical School and give you what they're talking about on tips to fight disease and strengthen immunity. Your immune system does a remarkable job of defending you against a disease caused by microorganisms, and sometimes it may fail. A germ invades successfully and makes you sick. It's possible to intervene this process and make your immune system stronger. So here are some things that you may be able to do. Also, amen, you may be challenged to improve your diet, take certain vitamins and herbal preparations, or just make a lifestyle change in hopes of producing a better immune system for your body. Now, let's talk about some things that we can do, and let's talk about the immune system itself, okay? All right. Different types of lifestyles don't always influence our physical bodies, but a lot of times they do, especially when we're talking about diet, exercise, our age, whether or not we're under mental stress. These are a lot of things that our immune system may respond to. And so we want to start adopting some healthy lifestyle. Okay, and this is something that you can share with your family, your friends, and loved ones. I don't really understand why people will continue to smoke when the Surgeon General of the United States has said it's not healthy, it's not good for you, okay, because smoking does weaken our immune system. So first and foremost, don't smoke. Amen, praise God. Next, we want to eat diet. High in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, and low in saturated fat. Now, you can go and listen to Shalom Health and Wellness. Earlier, I talked about fresh fruit, produce that are good to eat during the summer months, even fruit drinks. If you have a blender, you can eat those, drink those. Amen. And it'll refresh and cool you. Amen. And then, amen, vegetables. Amen. Frozen or fresh is always better than canned. I very seldom eat anything that's canned. I may use some bottled products or in a jar, such as a lot of times my pasta sauce, or I like olives. I buy them in the jar, amen, but I'm very, very cautious about eating canned food. Most of it is high in sodium. If you look on the back, especially vegetables. I remember this is something that my mother instructed me and the members of my church, amen, when we used to have food pantry and we would stock up on canned goods, and she would always tell us buy those that were low in sodium, okay? All right, exercise regularly, amen, praise God. You may not be able to do a lot of physical exercise, lifting, but I know my fitness instructor had me doing at least 10, 15 pound weight in the fitness center. Amen. And one good thing is if you regularly exercise, amen, this helps to build up our immune system. Okay. You don't realize that, but it works the heart. Amen. Praise God. It pumps blood, throughout the body. It relieves stress, yes, amen. Walking, jogging, swimming. Oh, I love, amen, praise God, the swimming in the water, aerobics, amen, praise God. And then, amen, even just physical exercise that you can do in your home on a mat, amen, praise God. One of my favorite exercises is dancing, amen. Oh, my goodness, I'm really want to work more on dancing. And some dancing, amen, is not just involving your feet, but it's involving your total body, amen, arms, waist, amen, praise God, involves that line dancing, amen, praise God, belly dancing. These are some of the things that I've seen, I have done, amen, with different groups, And it really, really helps, amen, tone your body, tone your abs. Amen, praise God. You never get too old, amen, praise God. Learning how to make your body stronger through physical exercise. Dancing with my grandchildren, amen, during the holidays. And all of these things, regular exercise, amen. Something as simple as the doctor having my father squeeze a sponge ball, amen, to help his motor skills in his hand, squeezing, amen, a ball. Okay, amen. Even if you've got senior citizens, aged parents, amen, praise God, they need to do some physical exercise while at home, some movement, amen, praise God. And this will also help stir up the mind. Okay, the next one is maintaining healthy weight. Well, the majority of us Americans are overweight, amen, especially if you figure your weight versus your height. I know I'm quite a few pounds overweight, and I've been working on myself this year, but I know I've got to cut back on the cholesterol and some other things. I like sweets, and I try to usually eat yogurt or, amen, praise God, I like ice cream, amen, sherbet, amen. My daughter has really been helping me with making different smoothies. Amen, praise God, and she will put vegetables in the smoothie so that I'm getting my proper nutrients. So, amen, praise God, obesity is a main factor with a lot of people's bodies not functioning the way they're supposed to, okay? Control your blood pressure. High blood pressure, a lot of times we get warning signals by severe headaches. Amen, praise God. Nausea, a lot of different things can signal that that blood pressure that went up. Amen, praise God. Stress is a killer. Amen. It will cause your blood pressure to rise and not be normal. So keep your blood pressure under control. Have it checked regularly and make sure, amen, that you monitor that blood pressure. If you drink alcohol, drink only in moderation. Amen. Alcohol includes wine, spirits. Amen. Praise God. I didn't say don't drink. I said drink in moderation. The Bible said be moderate in all things. Certain wines are good for you. Amen. And good for your body. But an excess of anything is, amen, not good. Get adequate sleep. Most of us fail to do this. Because, amen, we stay busy even when we lay down at night. We got the computer in the bed. We're reading or we're watching television, okay? That's not going to allow you adequate, peaceful sleep, amen. Cut the lights off. The only thing I usually may have playing at night is some quiet meditations or relaxing music, okay? Amen. That's it, all right? I have a night light on. And I don't watch TV in my bedroom. I don't do office work in my bedroom. My bedroom is for me to find solitude, peace, and rest. You need to get adequate sleep. In the summertime now, I was telling some of the saints, I have gotten wise with this 90-degree heat that in the middle of the day when it is the hottest, I take a siesta. And sometimes it's only a half an hour. Maybe an hour, but I can feel the heat making me sluggish and tired. That way you become irritable, okay? So I've learned even if I sit in a recliner or sometimes I'm on the couch, amen, with my grandson, I make him take a nap too. You're going to be still be quiet, amen. And I've noticed that if we take a nap earlier in the day, usually somewhere between 2 and 4 o'clock, then, amen, praise God, it doesn't affect our sleep habits later on that evening when it's time to be in bed by 9:30, no later than 10 p.m. Usually after 10 p.m., I want to be found either in the tub or the bed. I don't want to be on the phone. I don't want to, amen, praise God. You know, I used to watch movies. I start watching a movie around 9 o'clock, and then it'd be 11 o'clock before I got to bed. Okay, so that was affecting my sleep habits. So now, amen, praise God, I'm learning to adjust things that I do so that I can get at least 8 hours worth of sleep, amen, and I feel better. I wake up feeling refreshed, renewed in my body and in my mind, okay? Take steps to avoid infections such as washing your hands frequently and cooking meat thoroughly. Okay, let's talk about the washing of the hands. Okay, most people, amen, praise God. Let me tell you something. Sanitize, sanitize, sanitize. Amen, praise God. Whatever you touch, a lot of times, mostly is unclean. I have to sanitize. I drive a lot. Usually when I'm with my family, I drive anywhere from 3 to 4 hours a day, sometimes more, because they live in another northern suburb, and both mom and dad work, amen, praise God, in the city of Chicago most of the time. My grandson goes to school in the city of Chicago. So, amen, it's a good hour away, both just one-way trip. Okay, so, you know, if I'm driving, I have found out a lot of times I'm eating in the car, whether I'm eating snacks, amen, or whatever, and I keep some handy wipes, amen, and I happen to, when I got back here to Chicago recently, my son-in-law had been driving his wife's car, and my mind told me I had stopped to get something to eat with my grandson, and my mind told me, said, wipe the steering column. And I took one wipe, and it was so much filth, I was just, oh, it almost turned my stomach. And I used almost 4 large handy wipes just wiping down the steering column. It's just that dirty. A lot of times we go in these restaurants, amen, we go to fast food places, but we don't sanitize the vehicles. We don't sanitize, amen, where we're putting our hands. Now you go in the grocery store, and they have the little containers a lot of the store. As soon as you go in, you can get the handy wipe and wipe the cart down. And washing your hands is important because I tell my grandson, children always putting their hands in their mouth, okay, amen. And when they get sick, amen, more than likely everybody else in the house is going to get sick. So always keep using some hand sanitizers for your hands, but also I use the chlorine ones so that when I'm out and I'm traveling, I can wipe down toilets, amen, praise God, or any, you know, in any area, even if I'm eating out, amen. I don't know when the last time they cleaned that table, amen, praise God. I wipe down everything that I'm handling. If I'm sitting in the chair, I wipe down the air, the armrest. And I tell you another good thing is if you own a computer, when your computer is not on, take a handy wipe and wipe it down. Wipe down your keys on your computer. Amen, praise God, because they get nasty too. Amen. They make the handy wipes for your cell phone. Amen, praise God, that won't damage your phone. Amen, praise God. You know, all of these things, anything that you're touching, amen, can carry germs and bacteria, and you need to cleanse it by wiping it down. Go and wipe the doorknobs that people come in and out your house, front door, back door. Amen. Somebody's always touching that throughout the day. And see, we need to protect our immune system, okay? So wash your hands frequently and use sanitizing products often. Now, cooking meat thoroughly. Okay, I'm one, I don't like no red meat. Amen, praise God. I like my meat thoroughly done. Amen, praise God. I have had some steak. Amen, with just what they, I don't do rare. I don't like medium rare. Amen, praise God. I may just have it just a little bit pink, but if it's oozing, I don't want it. Okay? Amen, praise God. And we really got to learn, amen, especially with pork, that meat needs to be cooked thoroughly. It shouldn't be pink, okay? Amen, praise God. It should thoroughly be cooked because pork can be very dangerous for your health if it's not thoroughly cooked, okay? And then with your other meat products, amen, praise God, sometimes you can overcook your meat and take all the nutrients out of it. Let me say this too. I see more women just basically destroy vegetables because you don't saute them. A little water or a little oil, I like to use a little olive oil, amen, or praise God, olive oil or canola oil, just a little bit, or if you got that Pam spray, and then stir fry your vegetables, amen, that way. If you're going to steam them, now they make a lot of vegetables that steam in the bag, and instead of you dropping it in a pot full of water, and then you wonder, this is why so many children don't like vegetables. You wondering why it tastes bad and blaming it on the product, and it's because you dumped it in a pot full of water. I don't care what seasoning you put up in there, you've already taken the nutrients out of it. So most canned vegetables, again, do come with liquids. Cook it in the back, amen, then add your seasoning. And you can also, there's all types of sauces, homemade, that you can use if you just take the time to look at a good recipe. Amen. You can make your own salad dressing, your own oil. Amen. Praise God. To pour over various dishes to make them taste good, but avoid a lot of salt. I'm conscious because I crave salt. Amen. Praise God. So I use herbal seasoning, and I use frozen vegetables from my onions to my red, my green peppers. And when I can't get frozen, I buy them fresh. And that's how I season a lot of my food, okay, is with those. Even my meat, I'll saute them and let them cook in their own juice, amen, praise God. And then if you don't cook it so fast, I noticed my son-in-law, when he's cooking, he turned the eye all the way up, amen. And I'm constantly telling you, cooking that food too fast, and a lot of times it doesn't get done. Okay. So these are just some of the things that we can do in changing, just to change our lifestyle that may help us, okay, with age and immunity. The aging process sometimes leads to a reduction in the immune response capability, which in turn contributes to more infections, more inflammatory diseases, amen, such as arthritis and rheumatism, which I'm dealing with, and even so cancer. So as life expectancy is developed in certain countries, we have to watch these different things where you become older. As we age, we need to age healthily, okay? And we need to watch what it is that we're eating. Amen, praise God. Avoid things that are stressful. Amen. And learn how your body is functioning, okay? What may not bother you may definitely have an effect on me, okay? Make sure you're getting the proper nutrients. As I've gotten older, one of the things I'm fighting is calcium deficiency. So whether I take and eat more vegetables with calcium in it or drink different fluids or drinks that have calcium, or, amen, take a calcium supplement. When you know, when the doctor tells you, amen, that you're lacking iron, that you're lacking calcium, or that, amen, you need to watch your glucose and all these other different things, and you're having trouble with your eyes, amen, praise God. I wear glasses, and thank you, Jesus, you know, my eyesight is decent. But I do need, I eat a lot of carrots in my cellar, and I eat a lot of carrots in my salad, excuse me, and I'm eating more and more spinach the older I get, amen, praise God, because I want to build up my immune system with good, healthy products, amen. You need, example, some people have deficiencies in zinc, selenium, iron, copper, folic acid, vitamins A, B6, C, and E, okay? Amen, praise God. And usually when you go for your annual checkup, amen, if you got a good doctor like I do, they'll sit down and they'll talk to you about what you need to build up. Herbs and other supplements, amen, for you that don't know about the Bible cure by Reginald Cherry, Dr. Reginald Cherry, he's a Christian doctor. I highly recommend you get it. You can go to the Oasis News publication, look up under Lighthouse Bookstore, amen, Dr. Reginald Cherry, and then we have another doctor that also has Bible Cure books, amen, dealing with different types of afflictions and ailments, amen. His name is Dr. Don Colbert. And these two, I know, write a lot of good books, amen, praise God, and tell you about different herbs. Dr. Colbert has a book just on various herbs that we can, you know, take to help supplement and build up our immune system, as well as other things that we may be dealing with. So all of this is very, very important. Now, I want to close out, amen, praise God, talking about two things, stress, amen, praise God. Let me tell you, amen, no matter how old you get, a stress can kill you and take you up out of here. So you want to keep a peaceful attitude, amen. You want to meditate quietly, have some quiet time throughout the day. The older you get, the more frequent it may be. You may require more sleep than a teenager, okay? Babies require a lot of sleep, amen. Elderly, when we start getting over 65, amen, we require more sleep. It may not be long-term, but short periods of sleep throughout the day, amen, a rest or a nap or a siesta or whatever you want to call it, amen, where you're not doing anything, not reading, amen, just being quiet, amen, praise God, and just having things, don't be around a lot of drama. I know some older saints, and they just constantly around drama all the time. Well, this will affect you, okay? I mean, there's a lot of diseases and disorders and things that really are affecting people's bodies now, and you really need to learn more about all of these threats, different types of viruses, bacteria, parasites, yeah, bugs. Okay, from mosquito bugs, bites, amen, praise God, to head lice, to bed bugs, amen. All of this stuff, we need to really have as much knowledge as possible. And you can start, if you have a computer, by simply Googling, amen, praise God. Go on a search site and find out what you need to know to help yourself. Okay, if you suspect that you have something, then look it up and find out what you can do to fight it. Now, immune deficiencies are usually diagnosed with blood tests. Okay, it measures the level of your immune elements and if they're functioning properly. So if you haven't had a blood test in a while, you may want to go and have that done. That's when they prick your finger. Okay, amen, praise God. A lot of people that are suffering with allergies, amen, praise God, you really need to know, is it pollen or is it environmental allergy or is it a food allergy? Yes, you can be allergic to certain types of food. I get around too much cologne and perfume, I start smelling. Some products I can't even use on my body. Okay, I have a reaction to it. Okay, so you've got to find out what is triggering those symptoms that you're having, the sneezing, the running eyes, okay, the running nose. All of these things are just your body letting you know that there's a bacteria or there's something that has invaded your body that has made you sick and uncomfortable. And a lot of times the warning comes, amen, before something worse happens to us. So I pray that you will take everything that I've said seriously on today, amen, and learn, take these tips and actually practice how to fight sickness and disease by stressing your